Welcome back to Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Time now for a look at Monday's top news, and once again, the economy front and center for the Obama administration on a number of fronts. Today, the new president talking about his plan to help small business owners by unfreezing lines of credit, and also taking aim at big business by slamming AIG for its use of some of the multi-billions of dollars used in its direction in the two versions of the Wall Street bailout. President Obama, first of all, on the small business front, saying that small business needs to have access to credit from America's banks because small business is one of the biggest drivers of employment in this country.
Small businesses are the heart of the American economy. They're responsible for half of all private sector jobs, and they create roughly 70% of all new jobs in the past decade.
But the president says right now the credit market for small business has been dry.
The collapse of these mortgage-backed securities and other complex financial instruments froze the credit markets, including the markets that help small businesses access loans to cover payroll, to purchase supplies, or to expand in.
So Obama is ordering initiatives that will make federal loans more easily available to small business owners.
My recovery plan raises the guarantees on SBA loans to 90% and eliminates costly fees for borrowers and lenders.
And Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner says banks must do more to help small business.
Credit is essential to economic recovery, and we need our nation's banks to go the extra mile in keeping credit lines in place on reasonable terms for viable businesses.
Many small business owners have been worried also about the Obama tax plan outlined in his $3.6 trillion budget blueprint for fiscal year 2010, in which he says that once the Bush tax cuts expire at the end of 2010, he doesn't plan to renew them, meaning those making north of $250,000 are going to see much higher taxes. And that will also apply to many small business owners who make that much but still file their businesses tax-wise under an individual claim. The president says that capital gains taxes could be going down significantly for small business owners.
I've also proposed, as part of my budget, that we reduce to zero the capital gains tax for investments in small or startup businesses, expanding and making permanent one of the tax cuts in the recovery plan. And my budget, as part of our health care reform efforts, calls for tax credits and other assistance to help small businesses offer coverage to their workers.
So what is the reaction in the small business community? Well, Tom Donahue, president of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, says he thinks Obama is on the right track, especially the reduction of lending fees.
He's bringing up the percentage of the loan that will be protected. And most important, he's going to use $15 billion to go into the secondary market and buy those loans from the community banks.
Donahue also says he hopes the Obama administration will work towards different avenues for reducing taxes on small businesses.
Anytime you can reduce the taxes on small and medium-sized companies, you put more money back into play and more people hired. I believe the president's step today was highly significant, and we ought to give it a few days to work.
But while the president was extending a helping hand to small businesses across the country, he was shaking his fist at insurance giant AIG. Now that reports have surfaced through the Washington Post over the weekend that suggest the insurance giant extended about $165 million in government-sponsored bailout money for executive bonuses. All told, AIG has received $170 billion in taxpayer dollars to help keep it afloat. It's been said many times that AIG has been considered too big to fail, but President Obama was virtually speechless today in trying to figure out what AIG executives were thinking.
This is a corporation that finds itself in financial distress due to recklessness and greed.
And since taxpayer dollars are at work here in these extension of the bonuses, the president says he wants Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner to do everything within the legal power of the administration to block the actual spending of those bonuses.
In the last 6 months, AIG has received substantial sums from the U.S. Treasury. And I've asked Secretary Geithner to use that leverage and pursue every single legal avenue to block these bonuses.
Obama says he understands the essential need to keep AIG afloat for the sake of our economy as well as the global economy, but the president says he just doesn't get where AIG executives are coming from.
It's hard to understand how derivative traders at AIG warranted any bonuses. I mean, how do they justify this outrage to the taxpayers who are keeping the company afloat?
As a result of this, as well as other discrepancies on Wall Street, the president says new regulations, oh, they're coming.
For some form of resolution mechanism in dealing with troubled financial institutions so that we've got greater authority to protect American taxpayers and our financial system.
Still ahead in this edition of Dateline Washington, why social conservatives consider Kansas Governor Kathleen Sebelius far too radical to be the next Secretary of Health and Human Services. We'll have many more of the day's top headlines, but when we come back, Eve Conant of Newsweek magazine on why the Mexican border drug wars could be in a city near you if they're not there already. Stay tuned.